For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay, so Lee, and I suspected this at the time. I worried about this is a better way to put it. I don't say I suspected it. That's not quite true. I worried about it at the time. I was very, very worried about Trump doing that debate with Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I was, and you remember I kept saying it.
Yeah.
The goal here is not to defeat Biden. We do not want to defeat Biden. I didn't want to debate Biden in June. What would be the goal of debating Biden in June? What are you going to accomplish? We're going to make him look bad. Well, then they can remove him at the convention. And I warned in December, they're going to remove him after the GOP convention. We don't want to give him firepower. And I said, Trump better not do too well at this debate. That would be bad. I didn't think we should do the debate. Again, it was the earliest ever presidential debate in June. Because we had all seen the videos, Lee. I mean, in the weeks before the debate, world leaders had to run after Biden and turn him around and bring him back like a toddler.
No.
And I thought, God, could they drug him enough to get him, you know, in his right mind for this debate? I wasn't sure if they could. And that's why I said, oh, my gosh, Trump better not beat this guy up. We want him as the nominee. Can you imagine how good it would have been for us to do the first debate after Joe Biden's locked in? Instead, we gave him a ticket to get rid of the weakest nominee they've ever had. And if we don't win this race, I keep saying that is going to be viewed as one of the most catastrophic errors of the modern political era, accepting that debate on their terms, on their date with their moderators. Because it turns out that the June debate was part of a calculated palace coup to force Biden out. I said this the next morning because you could tell as soon as the debate ended, everybody who was loyal to Obama was sitting right there at CNN in a circle to talk about how he needed to go and how unfortunate it was. It was Axelrod, who's worked with Obama since Chicago and advised him. And it was Kate Bedingfield, who'd been his spokesperson, but also Obama's. It was all of them just sitting around, and they immediately put the dagger in using the same talking points across all of the networks. And I demonstrated that the next day. I even came and played the talking points. I said, this was pre-planned. They planned to get rid of Biden. They were on the same script. They all used one word and read one sentence. Panic, panic, panic. We saw this and we panicked. Yeah, okay. They're all saying at the same time from ABC to NBC to CBS to CNN. This was scripted. And sure enough, and I said, if Rush Limbaugh was alive, that was the audio he'd be playing at the morning. Because remember, he used to do that. He used to play it when they were all speaking off the same script. It was very powerful when he did that. Well, headline, June debate was part of a calculated palace coup to force Biden out of the presidential race. Why? He wasn't getting it done. He was losing. He was losing. So the New York Post reporting this, that the Dems also threatened to forcibly remove Biden from office unless he dropped out. What was that? What is that part? Well, remember, they could do that because they changed the rules back in the fall to say if the person was mentally infirm in some way, that Democrat leadership could remove them even after the delegates put them in. That must be what they confronted Joe with, Lee. Does this sound like democracy to you?
Oh, no.
14 million people voted for this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if they wanted democracy, they would have said, because they knew, and we now know they knew, that he, you know, was senile, that he was going downhill. We know that now. They're all admitting it. Yeah, we've known for a while. Okay, well, You could have said it back in January and had people run against him.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to. No. You know why? Because they don't want some Democrat outsider to their little club, to their little elite globalist group, getting any power. So they locked down that primary and they lied. They lied to their own sheeple about Joe Biden's mental capacity. Why? Because they don't want Bernie Sanders or a knockoff walking in, walking away with all those Democrat primary votes, and now they've lost control. Now there's no control. So this is what the Democrat Party does to control their sheeple. There's no democracy here.
Yeah. So now they've got to come up with a convention that looks like democracy, but
right.
It's not.
But it's not. Okay, so overnight, I was thrilled to see all these delegates, for now, lining up behind Kamala Harris, despite the bloodbath that indicates in the polls. That she, for now, it appears in the polling, cannot defeat Donald Trump. I mean, when he's running 1 point ahead of her in New Hampshire is a solid blue state. It is not a swing state. She should be winning that. Mm-hmm. She's not. And Kennedy is polling at 21% in New Hampshire? Because Democrats are like, holy cow. Can't vote for her, can't vote for Trump. Okay, Kennedy.
Yeah.
All right. That's what they want to do.
Well, it looks like at this point, the way things have shaken out, that now the Kennedy candidacy will really hurt the Democrats and not so much Trump.
Yeah. The word on the street is these delegates are pledged to her now. She has enough of them. I'm wondering if they can be worn down by a couple of weeks of polling. Because here's the one thing about Kamala. I don't ever believe polling, okay, because they've lied to us through polls so many times. But I do believe the Kamala polling from 3 years of the Biden administration. And let me tell you why. They didn't have any reason to fake it. For 3 years, she almost always ran behind him in approval rating favorables. Almost always ran behind him in ranking. She was less popular than Joe, and Joe was the least popular Democrat. That didn't flip until the debate when Joe just annihilated himself. And then for the first time, she was consistently for a couple of weeks more popular than him. So she is historically unpopular. She had to drop out of the Democrat primary because she couldn't get more than 3% of the vote.
And she's a horrible campaign.
Oh, she's horrible.
She's the cackling candidate. You know, she's trying to be human. She's trying to be... To seem like that she can identify and empathize with the common folks, and she can't. And so she has an uncomfortable laugh and giggle that she always comes out with, which just is cringeworthy. And she's a horrible candidate. Now, quite honestly, in a debate setting, but when she gets her focus, she somewhat seems reasonable because, you know, she all out called Joe Biden a racist in the Democrat primary debates that they had. You know.
Between her and Tulsi Gabbard,
people forget,
darn well knocked Joe Biden out of the race until he was rehabilitated in January of 2020.
Yeah.
And it took the two of them having to get out of the race for him to be able to come back. Because remember what Kamala did, and I hope Trump reminds people what Kamala did. She put black men behind bars as attorney general of California for pot use and then goes on a black morning radio show. And they ask her if she's used pot. Mm-hmm. And she goes, yes, I have.
Yeah.
And that was the kiss of death because she had put all of these men behind bars and some women for that, who were both white and black, but also black. And you admit you committed the crime you sent people to prison for? Okay, and that was it. She was done in the primary. So I guess maybe they think they can remake her. They can immaculate her. Remember, as Rush used to say, they immaculated Barack Obama?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they did. They immaculated him. Rush created a new word to describe it. They just created this whole fake persona around him through the power of the media. But let me tell you what. The media, no way, no how, does not have the power to do a thing like that they did when Obama was running. I mean, their credibility is shot.
Well, they don't have the time either.
No, they don't. They don't have the time.
That's the one thing that is slightly in Republicans' favor at this point is the time.
But it's a double-edged sword.
Yes, it is.
Because that means, and I did my podcast on this yesterday, my Battleground America podcast. You can get it by texting keyword Tara to the text line 71307. There is not the time to stick the Biden failures on her either really to talk about them that much. Because think about it, all these weeks are going to be consumed, as the Democrats want them to be, with talking about, is it Kamala? Is it not Kamala? Is she running? Will she get it? Is she getting the money? Blah, 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 blah. And not what they don't want to talk about, which is open border, total Kamala failure. And she was the border czar. And inflation.
That's the key, because that's the ad to run right there.
Yeah.
Talk about her being the border czar and then show the ridiculousness of her saying, we've been to the border, we've been to the border. No, I haven't been to the border, but we've been to the border. And then just continue to have the backdrop of the video of the illegal immigrants that are busting down the fence and assaulting the Texas Rangers there and the border guards as they were coming across. Run that over and over again. There's your credibility shot. I mean, there's no leadership there. That's her record. She was the border czar. She was in charge of this, according to Joe Biden. This was her job. Utter, complete failure. And we have the greatest number of illegal migrants coming into this country in the history of this country.
And then remember, she went to the border once, but she didn't actually go to the border. Right. She went to Texas.
She went near the border.
She went sort of near the border. But she couldn't be anywhere near the actual border, because that would have been a photo op and there might be illegals behind her because they were flooding over the border.
Right.
Hilariously.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting that they threatened Biden to get out. Threatened to forcibly remove Biden, it says, from office unless he dropped out. Discusses the 25th Amendment. Isn't that funny that Democrats were talking about the 25th Amendment behind the scenes, but mocking us for talking about the 25th Amendment in the media? That we were conspiracy theorists while they were considering the same thing. The level of hypocrisy here is unbelievable. You should never believe anything these people or their media, which is all the mainstream media, say again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the castle, they know that everybody is demanding proof of life. Nobody has physically seen Joe Biden since before somebody posted on X that he's not going to be accepting his party's nomination. He's going to drop out and let Kamala run or somebody else or something. This freaked everybody else. Here's CBS reading it.
Here's what he told us. He said, I'm incredibly proud of my brother. Selfishly, I will have him back to enjoy whatever time we have left. He is a genuine hero. Country.
Whatever time we have left. Huh. Well, that sparked rumors he's in hospice. Whatever time. So people wanted proof of life, right? You know what's so funny about, did you see this on Twitter? And you can always go on Twitter and see what people think. That's what I love about the Twitter machine. I guess he calls it X now. Is that what people think they say and what they say trends. So you can tell what's in the hive mind. I love it. I can't put it down. You can tell what's in the hive mind. And trending yesterday was Joe Biden in hospice. Because people were thinking, well, you know, is he dead? Or are they killing him? Have they killed him? Did they off him? And then just, you know, get him out that way? It's remarkable to me that the hive mind is thinking this, that the hive mind is thinking Democrats are capable of this, because we don't know. I mean, we think they're not, but the thing is, we don't know. There's that doubt there. I mean, after watching, if you watched any of that hearing yesterday with the head of the Secret Service, you could only come to one conclusion. I mean, there's only one thing that could cross through your head. So bad that you have to wonder if they want Trump dead. Wanted Trump dead? I don't know. Nobody does. Not with Jesse Waters saying this was just a throwaway line about what their sources in the intel community are telling Fox News. And what a throwaway line it is.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
So you got Cheadle on one hand, and she's up there going, well, you know, okay, I didn't really secure the you know, the rally. But, you know, it's whatever. It's just whatever we felt like. It's kind of, you know, that was enough security. No big deal. They're going to try to kill him again. Did you hear that? No, not did you hear that. Our own intelligence agencies are telling Fox that they want Fox to know. They're normalizing the idea of a dead Donald Trump. Yeah, you know, they're going to try to kill him again. It's totally normal when bullets go whizzing by the Republican nominee's head, but not by the Democrat nominee's head, which isn't happening. And weirdly, the Democrats, until they were embarrassed into it yesterday at the hearing, has said nothing. They're not worried about their own safety. Why? Why? Why not? What do they know? Something. It wasn't until it got embarrassing yesterday that the Democrats had anything to say about the Secret Service Director. And they are not demanding Joe Biden remove her, so I don't care what they say. They pretend that the only way for her to leave is through resignation. No, Joe could fire. Demand it right now. Oh, look, there's a squirrel. They're not afraid. They're not physically afraid. If they were, they'd do something about it. So when you're looking at that level of, you know, are they trying to get Trump killed? It's a legit question. And people are thinking it, folks. The fact that we live in a country where you would think this, and you can see it in the hive mind, because when a lot of people tweet something, it starts to trend. People don't know if Joe Biden's alive or dead. I'm sure he'll resurface, but they're thinking it. What does it say about this country that they're thinking it? So inside the castle, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, where somebody should really do a welfare check, like an elderly welfare check. Like, see, has grandpa fallen down and hit his head? Somebody push him off the balcony? Somebody new can see that they need to prove Joe's alive. But for whatever reason, they didn't want to present him physically. So he called in to a Kamala Harris campaign phone call. Here's what that sounded like. This is supposed to convince us Joe's alive, and he's just fine, really. I mean, he totally was the one who went on X and put that statement up that he signed saying he didn't want to be the president anymore.
But let me be real clear. We're still fighting in this fight together. I'm not going anywhere.
Why haven't we seen you? Why haven't we seen you? Is he in hospice? Is he dying? Will he die soon? Folks, I have a feeling this whole situation with Joe is about to get real weird. It's just lizard brain stuff. I don't know how. I can't predict it, but it's weird. And it's not just me. It's the hive mind on Twitter. So you get hive mind when you have free speech. It's the coolest thing. All right, coming up on the show, unbelievable exchanges with Kimberly Cheadle, who clearly doesn't want and wouldn't give even the most basic information, except one thing they dragged out of her. And it was astonishing. Want to hear that one thing?
Is it true that at 5:45 p.m., approximately 18 minutes before President Trump took the stage, the Beaver County Emergency Services Unit noticed the shooter on the roof and photographed him? Is that a fact or not?
That is the information that I have from the FBI's report, yes.
You haven't been willing to share whether or when this was communicated to the Secret Service.
She wouldn't say if they were told. She wouldn't say what they did. She will not turn over communications. Nothing. But we did get that. We did get that. Now, remember the significance of that. I broke this yesterday. I told you about this yesterday. That picture that you've seen online with Crooks looking like the Crypt Keeper. Go look at it again. Look at it when you get to work. Go look it up. He's on the roof. They took the picture. Who took the picture? The sniper team on the second floor of the AGR building. Where was Crooks? On the first floor. Because the roof is two levels, right? So they were above him. Look at the picture. It's taken from above. They had eyes on him on the roof 18 minutes before the shot. And what happened? She wouldn't say. They asked her 15 different ways. She wouldn't say. Wow. And you wonder why people wonder if Joe Biden is alive or not? Because we got homicidal maniacs running the federal government. And look, there's more than one way to kill somebody. You don't have to use a weapon. You could just dangle him out in front of whoever and let them have at him while he thinks he's safe. Which is, after that hearing yesterday, clearly what Kimberly Cheadle and the Secret Service did.
Okay, my first question. Both sides of the aisle today have asked for your resignation. Would you like to use my 5 minutes to draft your resignation letter? Yes or no?
No, thank you.
Was this a colossal failure?
It was a failure.
Yes or no? Was it a colossal failure is the question. Yes or no?
I have admitted this is a terrible...
This is a yes or no series of questions. Was this a colossal failure? Yes or no?
Yes.
Was this tragedy preventable? Yes or no?
Yes.
Has the Secret Service been transparent with this committee?
Yes.
Would you say the fact that we had to issue a subpoena to get you to show up today as being transparent, yes or no?
I have always been
yes or no. You didn't want to answer the question. We had to issue a subpoena to get you to show up today. That is not transparent, by the way. You stated earlier Secret Service is not political. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say leaking your opening statement to Punchbowl News, Politico's Playbook, and Washington Post several hours before you sent it to this committee as being political, yes or no?
She's like, nah, it's all good. She can answer those questions when it's a liberal publication. This, did you see her cold, dead fish eyes? She does not care that Corey Comportore is dead. She doesn't care. There was no emotion from her whatsoever. And look, I get you don't want to be emotional as a woman. I get that. But there was no, God, you know what? I haven't slept since that poor man died. I have spent my time going over every aspect of that rally to see how we can improve. Do you hear in my voice that I care? You can do that without being emotional. You can do that while being a leader. She didn't do it. She doesn't care. And you can tell she believes she will not be made to care by this administration. This is Democrat Ro Khanna. Listen to how she answers. She's childlike. This is the mentality of the left right here. You want to see the mentality of DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. I am the first woman director of the Secret Service. Ergo, I cannot be fired. Why? Because that would be sexist. That's how they think. And you can hear it in this. And this is a Democrat, Ro Khanna, asking her this question. The head of the Secret Service. Listen to this.
On July 13th, we failed.
Would you agree that this is the most serious security lapse since President Reagan was shot in 1981 of the Secret Service?
Yes, sir, I would.
And, you know what Stuart Knight did when he was in charge at the time of the Secret Service? Do you know what he did afterwards?
He remained on duty.
He resigned. If you have an assassination attempt on a president, a former president, or a candidate, you need to resign.
Did you see that? She didn't look that up. Oh, he remained on duty, right? Because like if somebody gets killed or shot, it's okay. It's cool. She doesn't, not only does she not expect anything to happen to her, she expects to be able to do this again and have nothing happen to her. Total, absolute liberal entitlement. You're getting a look at what ran the USSR. You're getting a look at it. You're getting a look at what sent tens of thousands to the gulags. You're getting a look at it. You're getting a look at the kind of bureaucrat that kills people by starvation. Oops. Oh, did you end up dead? And your family and all your friends. We forgot to ship the food. Huh, sorry. You're getting a look at it. We've never seen it before in this country. It's freaky. You're getting a look at the mentality of the left. You want to hear some more? Nancy Mace did an amazing job yesterday of exposing her. Take a listen. And I want you to listen in here for the lie she tells, okay? I can't answer the question because you have to ask the FBI. She can't. We had an assistant director of the FBI go on Fox News and say there is absolutely nothing preventing her from answering these questions. She's lying when she says, when she defers to the FBI. So know that and listen to this.
Is the Secret Service fully cooperating with our committee?
Yes.
Okay. You say you're fully cooperating with this committee. On July 15th, this committee sent you a list of demands of information that we wanted. Has the Secret Service provided this committee a complete list of all law enforcement personnel that were there that day? Have you done that? Have you provided a list to the Oversight Committee? Yes or no?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
That is a no. Have you provided all audio and video recordings in your possession to this committee, as we asked on July 15th? Yes or no?
I would have to get back to you.
That is a no. You're full of sh** today. You're just being completely dishonest.
Mr. Chairman, I want to maintain decorum in this committee,
Have you provided all memos to this committee that we've asked you on July 15th? Have you provided all memorandums within the Secret Service?
I would have to get back to you on that.
That is a no. You are being dishonest or lying. You're being dishonest here with this committee. These are important questions that the American people want answers to, and you're just dodging and talking around it in generalities. And we had to subpoena you to be here, and you won't even answer the questions. We have asked you repeatedly to answer our questions. This isn't hard. These are not hard questions. Have you provided us all communications from the Secret Service related to that day and that rally? Have you provided this committee? We've asked for this information on July 15th. Have you provided any of this information that this committee has asked of the Secret Service? Any of it?
I'll have to get back to you.
Have you even read this letter that we sent you? Did you even read this?
Yes.
Okay. And you have said you don't know, you have no idea. The answer is no. We haven't gotten a single document or piece of information or data from you or your agency in related to the rally that we have asked you for. Was this attempted assassination of Donald Trump a failure of training or execution or both?
I think that those are answers that we need to
training, execution, or both. Which one?
I think those are answers.
All right. How many Secret Service personnel have lost their jobs due to this colossal failure?
At this time, none.
How many Secret Service personnel have been required to take a refresher course on how not to let people shoot Donald Trump?
Our personnel are currently operational. We are examining the facts of this investigation, and we will make the changes necessary.
What time did law enforcement become aware that there was an individual on the roof with a clear line of sight to President Trump?
I am still verifying timelines.
Of course. 9 days in, you have no answers. How many minutes went by between the time law enforcement saw and took photos of Crooks and the shooting? How many minutes?
I am still verifying 57 timelines.
57 minutes.
Okay, this situation is getting weirder and weirder and weirder. Headline story in UK Daily Mail right now. I'm just going to read it to you. Everybody wants to see, physically see Joe Biden, okay? Nobody's seen him since before he put the announcement he wasn't running on Twitter, right? People want to know he's alive. Headline, UK Daily Mail, Biden's surprise call to old campaign staff is labeled fake after viewers spot suspicious details. Supposedly he called into Harris's... Like a joint call that's part of Harris's campaign.
But let me be real clear. We're still fighting in this fight together. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. So anyway, this news story is broken about July 17th. So that's Wednesday. Joe Biden is in Vegas and has some kind of serious medical situation. Has to be medevaced to John Hopkins was the original story. Then the Vegas PD is saying they were gonna medevac him to Johns Hopkins. The rumor mill was that he was dying or maybe even already dead. And they then flew Air Force One so fast out of Vegas that the plane shook because Biden was having some kind of medical incident. It's trending on X right now. So, folks, this is getting weirder by the minute. We need to see Joe Biden.
Okay, my first question. Both sides of the aisle today have asked for your resignation. Would you like to use my 5 minutes to draft your resignation letter? Yes or no?
No, thank you.
Was this a colossal failure?
It was a failure.
Yes or no? Was it a colossal failure is the question. Yes or no?
I have admitted this is a terrible...
This is a yes or no series of questions. Was this a colossal failure? Yes or no?
Yes.
Was this tragedy preventable, yes or no?
Yes.
Has the Secret Service been transparent with this committee?
Yes.
Would you say the fact that we had to issue a subpoena to get you to show up today as being transparent, yes or no?
I have always been
yes
eager to
or no. You didn't want to answer the question. We had to issue a subpoena to get you to show up today. That is not transparent, by the way. You stated earlier, Secret Service is not political. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say leaking your opening statement to Punchbowl News, Politico's Playbook, and Washington Post several hours before you sent it to this committee as being political? Yes or no?
She's like, nah, it's all good. She can answer those questions when it's a liberal publication. This, did you see her cold, dead fish eyes? She does not care that Corey Comptoir is dead. She doesn't care. There was no emotion from her whatsoever. And look, I get you don't want to be emotional as a woman. I get that. But there was no, God, you know what? I haven't slept since that poor man died. I have spent my time going over every aspect of that rally to see how we can improve. Do you hear in my voice that I care? You can do that without being emotional. You can do that while being a leader. She didn't do it. She doesn't care. And you can tell she believes she will not be made to care by this administration. This is Democrat Ro Khanna. Listen to how she answers. She's childlike. This is the mentality of the left right here. You want to see the mentality of DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. I am the first woman director of the Secret Service. Ergo, I cannot be fired. Why? Because that would be sexist. That's how they think. And you can hear it in this. And this is a Democrat, Ro Khanna, asking her this question. The head of the Secret Service. Listen to this.
On July 13th, we failed.
Would you agree that this is the most serious security lapse since President Reagan was shot in 1981 of the Secret Service?
Yes, sir, I would.
And, you know what Stuart Knight did when he was in charge at the time of the Secret Service? Do you know what he did afterwards?
He remained on duty.
He resigned. If you have an assassination attempt on a president, a former president, or a candidate, you need to resign.
Did you see that? She didn't look that up. Oh, he remained on duty, right? Because like if somebody gets killed or shot, it's okay. It's cool. She doesn't, not only does she not expect anything to happen to her, she expects to be able to do this again and have nothing happen to her. Total, absolute liberal entitlement. You're getting a look at what ran the USSR. You're getting a look at it. You're getting a look at what sent tens of thousands to the gulags. You're getting a look at it. You're getting a look at the kind of bureaucrat that kills people by starvation. Oops. Oh, did you end up dead? And your family and all your friends. We forgot to ship the food. Huh. Sorry. You're getting a look at it. We've never seen it before in this country. It's freaky. You're getting a look at the mentality of the left. You want to hear some more? Nancy Mace did an amazing job yesterday of exposing her. Take a listen. And I want you to listen in here for the lie she tells, okay? I can't answer the question because you have to ask the FBI. She can't. We had an assistant director of the FBI go on Fox News and say there is absolutely nothing preventing her from answering these questions. She's lying when she says, when she defers to the FBI. So know that and listen to this.
Is the Secret Service fully cooperating with our committee?
Yes.
Okay, you say you're fully cooperating with this committee. On July 15th, this committee sent you a list of demands of information that we wanted. Has the Secret Service provided this committee a complete list of all law enforcement personnel that were there that day? Have you done that? Have you provided a list to the Oversight Committee? Yes or no?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
That is a no. Have you provided all audio and video recordings in your possession to this committee as we asked on July 15th? Yes or no?
I would have to get back to you.
That is a no. You're full of shit today. You're just being completely dishonest.
Mr. Chairman, we have to maintain decorum in this committee.
Have you provided any and all memos to this committee that we've asked you on July 15th? Have you provided all memorandums within the Secret Service?
I would have to get back to you on
that. That is a no. You are being dishonest or lying. Like I just, you're being dishonest here with this committee. These are important questions that the American people want answers to, and you're just dodging and talking around it in generalities. And we had to subpoena you to be here, and you won't even answer the questions. We have asked you repeatedly to answer our questions. This isn't hard. These are not hard questions. Have you provided us all communications from the Secret Service related to that day and that rally? Have you provided this committee? We've asked for this information on July 15th. Have you provided any of this information that this committee has asked of the Secret Service? Any of it?
I'll have to get back to you.
Have you even read this letter that we sent you? Did you even read this?
Yes.
Okay. And you have said you don't know, you have no idea. The answer is no. We haven't gotten a single document or piece of information or data from you or your agency in related to the rally that we have asked you for. Was this attempted assassination of Donald Trump a failure of training or execution or both?
I think that those are answers that we need to
training, execution, or both. Which one?
I think those are answers.
All right. How many Secret Service personnel have lost their jobs due to this colossal failure?
At this time, none.
How many Secret Service personnel have been required to take a refresher course on how not to let people shoot Donald Trump?
Our personnel are currently operational. We are examining the facts of this investigation, and we will make the changes necessary.
What time did law enforcement become aware that there was an individual on the roof with a clear line of sight to President Trump?
I am still verifying timelines.
Of course. 9 days in, you have no answers. How many minutes went by between the time law enforcement saw and took photos of Crooks and the shooting? How many minutes?
I am still verifying 57 timelines.
57 minutes.
Okay, this situation is getting weirder and weirder and weirder. Headline story in UK Daily Mail right now. I'm just going to read it to you. Everybody wants to physically see Joe Biden, okay? Nobody's seen him since before he put the announcement he wasn't running on Twitter, right? People want to know he's alive. Headline, UK Daily Mail, Biden's surprise call to old campaign staff is labeled fake after viewers spot suspicious details. Supposedly he called into Harris's... Like a joint call that's part of Harris's campaign.
But let me be real clear. We're still fighting in this fight together. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. So anyway, this news story is broken about July 17th. So that's Wednesday. Joe Biden is in Vegas and has some kind of serious medical situation. Has to be medevaced to John Hopkins was the original story. Then the Vegas PD is saying they were gonna medevac him to Johns Hopkins. The rumor mill was that he was dying or maybe even already dead. And they then flew Air Force One so fast out of Vegas that the plane shook because Biden was having some kind of medical incident. It's trending on X right now. So, folks, this is getting weirder by the minute. We need to see Joe Biden. Okay, this situation is getting weirder and weirder and weirder. Headline story in UK Daily Mail right now. I'm just going to read it to you. Everybody wants to physically see Joe Biden, okay? Nobody's seen him since before he put the announcement he wasn't running on Twitter, right? People want to know he's alive. Headline, UK Daily Mail, Biden's surprise call to old campaign staff is labeled fake after viewers spot suspicious details. Supposedly he called into Harris's like a joint call that's part of Harris's campaign.
But let me be real clear. We're still fighting in this fight together. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. So anyway, this news story is broken about July 17th, so that's Wednesday. Joe Biden is in Vegas and has some kind of serious medical situation, has to be medevaced to John Hopkins, was the original story. Then the Vegas PD is saying they were gonna medevac him to Johns Hopkins. The rumor mill was that he was dying or maybe even already dead. And they then flew Air Force One so fast out of Vegas that the plane shook because Biden was having some kind of medical incident. It's trending on X right now. So, folks, this is getting weirder by the minute. We need to see Joe Biden.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.